The Ewan Grant Podcast, the Limestone Coast Triple M.
G'day, it's Ewan. Welcome to a brand new ep of the Ewan for Breakfast podcast. Today, we're going to catch up with Shane and talk movies. We'll also talk about some of the stuff that you can check out on the small screen. Deb from SAPOL has a message for anybody who is travelling through our region for the Gather Round. And talking about the Gather Round, Jars from the Rush Hour was very excited this week to be talking all about the Gather Round. We'll hear what he had to say. Hilly from the Pioneers is going to drop by. The Pioneers are on the road. First doubleheader of the season taking place this weekend. We're going to talk all about something that took place earlier this morning, the Small School Sports Day March down the main street of Mount Gambier. It's got a brilliant history in the Limestone Coast. I'll give you all the details of it. Let's kickstart the day. Let's talk Pioneers. Hilly is on the line. The Pioneers have had a sensational launch to the season, and the Pioneers are on the road this weekend. Let's find out all about it. Hilly, good morning.
How you doing, mate?
Yeah, good. Hey, Hilly, yesterday you guys had the launch of the Pioneer season, and what a season it is going to turn out to be.
Yeah, look, we're unbelievably excited. We've been trying to cram. We're a bit like the kid going into an exam. We've been trying to cram a lot of stuff into a short period of time, and it's been going really well. We're in pretty good shape heading into what is a big couple of weeks. We've got a road double this weekend with Sandringham and Waverley, and then we're home for another double Saturday, Sunday next week. So we've got basically four games in 8 days. So lots going on.
So first of all, mate, take a step back. Team building, how has it all gone for season 2024?
Yeah, we're really happy with the group, mate. Like we've brought in three new players to the club, and Tom Daly's return, which is a real bonus for us. And so that's not a lot of change over. Last year we had six new guys come in, and that was somewhat difficult to sort of get everything together. But yeah, we're pretty solid. We're pretty solid. I really like the team. They're working really hard. They're a great bunch of guys. Standard of the comp is very, very high. So where we fit in all of that, only time will tell.
And talking about last year, I mean, you guys didn't take home the biscuits at the end of the season, but you got very, very close. It was a fantastic season for you guys.
Well, unfortunately, Ewan, we've had a tremendous amount of success over a period of time, and you finish third and the team that beats you goes on and wins the national championship and only beat you by 5 points. And but like you're not really satisfied with that, unfortunately. It was a really good year for us, you know, like third out of 19, and you know, it's going to be, and like really honestly, last year's competition, anyone from sort of 16, 17, you know, upwards were, you know, very, very good teams. So same applies this year. I think there's only really one team. I won't say who they are, but one team looks a bit below the level. The rest are high-level teams.
So Sandringham and Waverley this weekend, doubleheader on the road. How tough is it going to be?
Well, Sandringham played last night, so we got an opportunity to have a look at them, though. They've got a couple, because they're basically the feeder team for Melbourne United. So they've got a whole bunch of Melbourne United starters as well as development players. I think at the end of the year, they'll be in the top couple. So they're very, very challenging. We're perhaps getting them at a good time. And then Waverley are very, very talented as well. They've loaded up. So, interesting. You know, like you just sort of go in uncertain and nervous, and that's a good thing about sport. You need to be anxious.
Now, Hilly, I know you don't look after the girls, but I know you keep a keen interest in what's going on with Maddie and the girls. How are they looking for season 2024?
Good. Sutsy's done a great job recruiting a really, really good team. Look, they got beaten by 1 point in overtime last year against a team that was undefeated and went on to win the national championship. So that's how close they were. You know, we thought we were pretty good, but they were better. And yeah, I'm not sure how the depth of the women's comp, I don't follow it quite as closely, but I know our team looks pretty good.
Hey, Hilly, good luck this weekend on the road. Cannot wait to start talking about it next week.
Hopefully I've got some good news for you, mate. Take care.
The Pioneers have got an absolutely huge doubleheader on the road this weekend and their first two home games of the season taking place next week. Now, from one group of players on the road to another, there are a whole lot of people that are going to be on the road for the gather round this weekend in Adelaide. Deb joins me on the line from SAPOL because SAPOL are going to be out and about in the Limestone Coast and right the way across the state. Deb, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. How are you?
Yeah, good. Gather Round is taking place this weekend. All roads will lead to South Australia. That means not only are we going to have a lot of visitors, but we're going to have a lot of people heading to Adelaide, and that brings us back to our road safety message.
It certainly does, unfortunately, and it seems like it's something that we have to talk about all the time. But yes, with Gather Round happening this weekend, we would very much like to see community travelling safely because once again, we're going to see, as you said, traffic volumes swell. We've got travellers venturing to or through our region to make their way out for the games. Police will be continuing a strong road safety effort as a result, and offences targeted will include our fatal five causes of serious road trauma and deaths, which are the speed, seatbelts, distraction, drink and drug driving, and our recidivist dangerous road users. The important messaging for community doesn't stop with those, though, with inclement weather also now becoming more of a factor and requiring more attention in driving safely and in driving to the conditions. So we would just like everyone to be able to travel safely so that everyone else can be safe as well.
Deb, we're going to catch up during the course of next week. We're going to talk a little bit more about what you guys are doing on and off the road. Thanks for dropping by this morning.
Perfect. Thanks, you, and have a good day.
What can I say? You guys have been warned. Please stay safe on our roads. There is a bloke who is super excited that the gather round is on. I got to talk footy with him during the course of the week. Jars from the Rush Hour, here is what he had to say.
It's beautiful, isn't it, Ewan? You just love this great game of ours, and obviously Adelaide is putting on another wonderful show around the country. This is the home of football. That's right. The family in Mount Gambier, there'll be some Victorians going, this Jarman clown, he's got no idea. The home of football is Victoria. But looking forward to a wonderful 4 or 5 days here in Adelaide.
Hey, Jars, you bring up an interesting point. Should the gather round stay in South Australia?
Absolutely, yes. Locked in for another year, I think, next year, isn't it, Ewan? End of 25 or end of 2026. But, yeah, the Victorian clubs and the officials love it. They love the way that they can get around quickly around Adelaide. We've got the best oval in the world. And obviously Nord Oval's put on a great display. You've got other sample clubs looking to host some games in the future. The River Torrens is lit up beautifully for the kids. The big media giants are here in Adelaide. The hotels are buzzing. The restaurants are buzzing. It's fantastic, mate. So I couldn't see it working in the northern states. Victoria, I don't know. WA, probably too far away. So perfect for me.
And do you think we'll ever see games in country areas like Mount Gambier?
Well, I hope so. I fair dinkum hope so, Ewan. I reckon that's got to go on the agenda with the big officials to lock in a game. Wouldn't it be sensational to have an AFL game in Mount Gambier? It would be wonderful for the area, the district, the football lovers in the region. So, yes, absolutely. And you know what, mate? I'm going to put that on the agenda. I'm going to put that out there.
Wouldn't it be great to see AFL footy in the Limestone Coast and across the great state of South Australia? One of the things that took place this morning was the Small School Sports Day March. It was happening down the main street of the Blue Lake City. Emma joined me for a chat earlier today. Here's what she had to say about what is going on for the Small School Sports Day today.
We have 7 schools joining us. Those schools all have varying amounts of children, but there will be quite a few.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. It's always a spectacle to watch all the kids going down the street and they have such a fun time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the things that they definitely look forward to the most. I know our children are currently practicing their marching around the basketball courts in preparation for today. So, yes, it's very exciting for them.
Now, you talk about the fact that the kids are practicing their marching at the moment. Am I right to understand that each of the schools has a different anthem that they'll be shouting at the top of their voices?
Yeah, absolutely. Ours that you'll hear will be Mighty Mighty Morak, and I'm sure all the schools have got their own ready to go.
So tell me about the sports day itself. What sort of sports are the kids going to undertake today?
Once we get down to the Blue Lake Sports Park, the children kind of divide off into two groups. So our junior primary children, they do a whole bunch of different activities that practice their gross motor skills and making sure that they practice things like running and throwing and jumping and catching. Our older children will compete in things like the sprints, 400 metre run, accuracy throws, long throws, and a whole bunch of different activities like that, mostly things that get them ready for events like Sapsasa in the future.
Absolutely sensational. What you want to do, if you've got the opportunity, pop down the main street, cheer on the kids as they pop past. They really do have an absolute ball wandering down the street. Emma, do you know how the tradition of the march came about? Because this is something that's gone on forever and a day.
Yeah, so from my understanding, it dates back to 1957, that the children all marched down Commercial Street before they commenced their sports day, which actually used to be held at Vansittart Park. Now the children catch the bus from that park all the way out to the Blue Lake Sports Park. But yeah, it's been happening for a really long time.
And a big shout out to all the kids who did take part in the Small School Sports Day today. And hopefully there were a lot of winners. It's time to talk movies. Shane A is here to talk big screen, small screen, and what you can check out if you're looking for a lazy weekend in the Limestone Coast. G'day, Shane.
Good morning, Ewan. Good morning, everyone.
Shane, do I need to give a warning about our first movie? Because it sounds a little creepy. It's called The First Omen. It's in cinemas now.
It is creepy, and I like my scary movies, but this one really did frighten me more than I expected. The First Omen is actually a prequel to the very famous 1970s movie starring Gregory Peck, The Omen. And there's been sequels to The Omen, there's been remakes, there's even been a TV show at one point about Damien, The Omen. But this one is probably the scariest of them all. And I couldn't believe it. It's done very well. The film and the plot have intertwined into one terrific story. So that is very scary on its own, what is told here. I'm trying to keep it kind of spoiler-free, if you aren't aware. But take it, yeah, just take it easy if you're going into this movie going, yeah, no, it's just another scary movie. It's not. It's terrifying. So The First Omen is definitely adults only, but if you like a good horror movie, check it out.
It is not one I am going to check out at the cinemas. Monkey Man, though, looks interesting. Tell me about that.
It is interesting. It's a little different, and it wasn't my thing. However, I know that a lot of people around me, when we're walking out, were talking very highly of it. It's a story about a young boy who has had his life taken away from him, in particular his mum, and he takes revenge when he gets older. He's a fighter. Now, it's sort of like a cross between John Wick and Fight Club, so two very brutal movies there, and this one is equally as brutal. So he takes out revenge on the people that took his life away. It's called Monkey Man because he wears a monkey mask to hide his identity at times. Dev Patel is the lead actor in this. You might know him from quite a lot of movies, including Lion, that Australian movie with Nicole Kidman, among others. But yeah, go into this just thinking, am I going to be able to handle it? Because it is quite brutal.
Shane, there's some great stuff on TV as well as we speak. And first of all, I want to know all about Sugar. It's on Apple TV.
Sugar's terrific. It's right up my alley because it's a good detective story, a good mystery, starring Colin Farrell. He plays this private investigator who cruises around Hollywood in a convertible car, and he does some odd jobs. But he gets this job looking for a missing granddaughter of a very famous Hollywood producer. And it just spirals down a rabbit hole of intrigue. It should have been a movie, actually. It should have been a 2-hour movie, but they've stretched it into a series. But I still recommend it. Sugar on Apple TV+.
All right. Also, on the small screen, we're talking Steve Martin Into Pieces. If you love Steve Martin, this is a must.
It is a must-see. I'm not sponsored by Apple TV+, but this is also on Apple TV+. Steve Martin is one of the greats. I really have enjoyed his work, especially later years. I mean, his earlier work's good too. And this documentary covers everything from his humble beginnings, how he started, his childhood, his life behind the scenes, how he got onto SNL and did stand-up comedy. He was friends with Chevy Chase and Bill Murray, and he came up with those comedians. And then it goes to now, you know, his current career now. So it's two parts. It's in two pieces. So about a four-hour documentary cut in half. Check it out on Apple TV Plus if you like Steve Martin. And just documentaries about people in general. You learn a lot of things.
Now, Ripley on Netflix, tell me all about what's going on.
Well, we all remember The Talented Mr. Ripley with Matt Damon. Did you see that one, Ewan?
I did. Thought it was a terrible movie, to be honest.
It was popular in its day.
It's still like terrible.
Jude Law, Gwyneth Paltrow, Matt Damon. It was punching above its weight, put it that way. Based on very popular Patricia Highsmith novels, Ripley's been done a few times before. Even John Malkovich played Tom Ripley in a movie called Ripley's Game. This is a series based in around the 1960s, Tom Ripley, New York, and he gets into some very interesting fraud and intrigue. I don't know if it's going to be for everyone's taste. It's well made, and it's in black and white, so it looks good, but Ripley might not be for everyone on Netflix. Just watch the first episode and find out.
Hey, Shane, how can we find out more, as always?
You can watch me on Sky News on Saturday mornings, or they put it on their website after that. Movie_analyst is my handle on social media, and my YouTube channel is just Movie Analyst Shane Adam Bassett for lots of interviews.
Well, what could I say? There is some great stuff to check out on the big screen and the small screen this weekend. There are events galore going on in the Limestone Coast. The biggest has got to be Fringe this weekend. Whatever you get up to in the Limestone Coast, if you're heading to the Gather Round in Adelaide, please stay safe on our roads and make sure you listen out Monday morning. The Everything Limestone Coast podcast will be out. We'll be checking out what's going on across our region. Have a great weekend. Thanks for joining me. See ya.